Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. How do you sign off on a letter, if you actually send letters these days, or on an email or a casual note? There are lots of options besides the straightforward yet always appropriate, sincerely or sincerely yours, and what does the choice of a closing say about the sender? If you were in school in the 70s like I was and took a business writing class, then you probably used one of these, respectfully yours, cordially, or with appreciation. If you have recently written or received a cover letter, you might have seen best regards or best wishes. I had a boss that used warmest regards, and I have to say that is my all-time favorite. Why don't I use it now? I've tried using it over the years, but it's not really me, and that's the thing about a closing on a letter. It needs to reflect me. I tried to use cheers for a few weeks one time, but I wasn't feeling it. I like it when other people use it. It's chirpy and amusing, with a promise of good spirits coming my way. It is not, however, a good closing for a business letter. My own tried and true ending is all the best. Not clever, not sassy, but me. And really, it should be all of the best, but I'm sticking to the original. If it's a note to a family member, I usually say lots of love. Not as formal as yours truly, but not as gooey as with love. I used many thanks for a few years. I stole it from someone, but it didn't feel authentic, so I stopped. Another one I used at some point was take care, but the more I used it, the more it seemed like a brush off. Maybe because I used it as a brush off once or twice. I was reading an article that had 5 fabulous ways to close letters and emails. And who among us doesn't want to be fabulous? So I'll share them with you. First, they suggest renaming yourself. For example, your affectionate aunt, or faithfully yours. Another option, the present participle. An example from a writer who included their book with their letter, waiting to know your judgment, comma, insert name. Third, a prepositional phrase, with the greatest esteem and respect, or with friendly thanks and best wishes. They also suggest all about adverbs, such as affectionately or always your friend. We've talked about some of the short and sweet examples, like cheers and regards. Do you even worry about your sign-off? We're in such a casual world right now. This article is a little dated because it didn't even address texts. For texting, all of the suggestions would be a series of single letters. THBEDWACC.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.